For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The House just voted to stop taking in Syrian and Iraqi refugees, at least temporarily, in the aftermath of terror attacks in Paris. Central Arkansas's U.S. Representative French Hill joins me on the line. Thanks for your time.
Jacob, thanks for the invitation.
The bill passed today, the SAFE Act, calls for the U.S. to temporarily stop taking in refugees. Less than 200 were admitted last month, and charges federal agencies with improving the vetting process. So how do they do that? What do you envision that vetting process being?
It takes the existing vetting process that the Department of State and Homeland Security through the Border Patrol do now, and it puts on top of it a certification process where the director of FBI, the Department of State, the director of National Intelligence all certify that these refugees have passed the background tests and that they don't present a national security risk to the U.S. So it doesn't really change the existing vetting process. It puts on top of it this additional certification step by the leaders in the intelligence community.
And do you think that's feasible to ask each leader to individually assess each one of these people? The process already takes, on average, over a year.
The State Department and the border security agents do that now on an individual, customized basis. They do personal interviews. They do biometric screenings. And so they would get that information from the Department of State, review it, verify it in batches, and certify it. In my view, I don't think it will add a meaningful amount of time to the vetting process that we have now, but it does give people more comfort that the top echelons of our national security apparatus have in mind that any potential of a national security threat from someone who comes seeking asylum would have that extra stamp of approval.
Definitely a pride in the way of accountability, I imagine, for the heads of those agencies as well. You don't want to have your name next to something like that unless you're
sure. No, that's right. And you know, we've done that in government before. I can think back to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act in corporate America, where corporate CEOs and corporate CFOs were asked to, quote, personally certify the financial statements of the company. So that is exactly an exercise in the ultimate accountability of those in charge.
In your response to the attacks in Paris, like most of your colleagues, including a number of Democrats, has been to temporarily stop taking these refugees. France, on the other hand, the target of the attack, has opted to continue taking 30,000 refugees over the next 2 years. France's president called it a humanitarian duty. Why do you think there's the difference between the two nations in reactions?
Well, of course, America is still taking refugees, and what we're doing is we're ascertaining at a very heightened screening and vetting level that those refugees pose no risk to the U.S. And this is based on the fact that in the past we've had breaches. We had two Iraqi refugees seeking asylum in the United States that were leaders in a terrorist plot in the U.S. Shortly after their admission to the U.S. So the national security debate that we've had this week has been led by the Department of Homeland Security and FBI Director Comey. So they've made this recommendation to the best of their ability. And so I think each country needs to do what they think is in their best interest.
The conversation over refugees and just generally about preventing terrorism has fed, as it sometimes does, into a really visceral anti-Islam rhetoric. There are Republican U.S. House members, as well as a state senator in your district, calling for religious tests on immigration, banning Muslims, and condemning that religion wholesale. Do you stand with that sentiment, or do you generally welcome people who might be Muslim in your own neighborhood?
Well, I think America has a traditioning of welcoming people for all faiths. Our country was founded on freedom of religion, and that was one of the great attractions to colonial America, was the ability to express one's religious freely, and it's enshrined in our Constitution. So I don't believe that we should have a test per se of religious feelings one way or the other. What I think is important is that we make sure that we vet carefully anyone seeking asylum in the U.S. to make sure that they don't pose a national security risk. And secondly, I think we need to do additional things to make sure that people coming here on a visa with a legitimate passport are screened carefully using our technology and our data management systems that we have, because we're just at risk, in my view, of someone coming to the United States with an existing passport issued by a country with a visa applicability to the U.S., and I think we should be equally cautious there as well.
If this new vetting process comes into place, it's something you find satisfactory, you think the process is working, is there a number of refugees you think the United States needs to take?
No, I think the U.S. Needs to work with our allied nations and with the United Nations on thinking through what the best refugee program is. I'll tell you, though, it would be good if we could have had leadership from the Obama administration and gotten a more quick solution over the past 3 years to the tragic trauma in Syria that's produced 50% of the nation leaving that country. Secondly, we need to work with our allies on providing humanitarian assistance, frankly, as close to their country as they can so that they could hopefully return to a more peaceful homeland in the future. And we need a strategy.
Second District Congressman French Hill just cast his vote in support of the SAFE Act. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jacob.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.